Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Build Your Brand with a Cohesive Customer Experience. The holiday shopping season is upon us, and retailers are trying to navigate the challenges and opportunities of the new retail reality. As a recent Bloomberg Businessweek article observed, quote, Americans just don't shop the way they used to. Between developments in social commerce, mobile apps that facilitate shopping on the go, and increases in multi-channel purchasing, retailers are faced with a multitude of possibilities for engaging customers. They need to create a cohesive brand experience across all of those touch points. A customer experience architecture is a tool that retailers can use to optimize, prioritize, and unify all of their customer experiences. It's a framework for describing and delivering the optimal experiences to different customer segments in different channels. It's an architecture similar to other strategic architectures like a brand architecture or an information architecture that is used as a planning tool. Plus, assembling a customer experience architecture is like building a house. A few years ago, my husband and I got the crazy idea that we would build a house. That delusion didn't last long, but we learned a lot about the process of designing a house. And in the process, I learned a lot about the process of designing customer experiences. After all, a house is more than the materials to make it. We were really building our desired home experience. So here are the steps for building a customer experience architecture. Number one, brand platform. Our first step was to hire an architect, and the first thing he worked on with us was our vision for the house. Did we want a mission-style house, modern, Spanish? That vision is equivalent to your brand platform, the first step in developing a customer experience architecture. You start by defining what you want your brand to stand for, the overarching idea that represents you. Number two, customer experience strategy. We then worked on translating that vision of our house into the overall feeling of the house we desired. For example, did we want a cocoon to rest in, or a clubhouse for our family to gather in, or an entertainment hub for our friends and neighbors? That's the second step, articulating your customer experience strategy, the overall experience you want to deliver across all channels. Perhaps you want to create a place to discover and try, or perhaps you want to deliver legendary service. Step 3A, channel requirements and objectives. Next, we broke down our plan into specific considerations and priorities for each room. For example, a wide open kitchen, a walk-in closet in the bedroom, etc. We had to factor in the limitations of the property we had purchased and the budget we wanted to stick to. In the same way, in a customer experience architecture, you break down your plan by channel. Outline the business requirements and objectives of each and factor in your operational capabilities and assets. Your website, for example, may use sophisticated filtering technology that makes it easier for the customer to find whatever they're looking for. So you may specify that channel for carrying a very broad assortment. Or the location and layouts of your brick and mortar stores may be perfect for grab and go purchases. So that channel may be all about speed of service. Step 3B is segment needs and drivers. At the same time in our home building process, my husband and I defined our different needs so that the architect could tailor his designs to address those differences. For example, in the living area, my husband needed a large area for watching TV on a big screen, while I needed a sightline to the kitchen. Similarly, your target segments have different needs in general and in different channels. Some may value convenience over price, others may be looking for an entertaining experience. Whatever they may be, outline those different needs and drivers of their purchase decisions and brand perceptions. Then step 4, customer experience. Like our architect, outline the ways you are going to meet those segment-specific needs in each channel. Use all the levers of customer experience: product, service, content, community, value, facilities, etc. What product categories will you feature? Will you do sampling and demonstrations? What added value services will you offer? What information is provided and how? Number five, assessment and integration. Once your customer experience architecture is assembled, assess it as a whole house. Is the brand strategy delivered throughout? Do the discrete experiences ladder up to the overall customer experience strategy? Do the experiences complement and enhance each other, or do they conflict or detract from each other? You may need to go back to the drawing board several times. You also need to show how you will integrate the experiences. A map that shows how different experiences feed into and from each other will ensure customers get a seamless shopping experience. Step number six, prioritization. The next step is to value the different segment channel intersections and prioritize them. Use criteria like profit potential, fit with your long-term strategy, differentiation, and value to the customer to determine which experiences are the most important. You should also look for synergies between the intersections, meaning if you focus on one, you might also be proving another. And finally, number seven, once you've set your priorities, use narratives, images, idea boards, videos, etc. to convey your vision for each priority experience and the granular details that comprise them. Creating a customer experience architecture isn't rocket science, and believe me, it's a lot less painful than trying to build a house. It simply requires discipline and deliberate process. Great customer experiences don't just happen. But the return on your investment is significant. One retailer used a customer experience architecture to get all of its employees, executives, and vendors on the same page about how it would increase its competitive advantage. It showed how the company was going to get more business out of their existing channels and how to appeal to growing segments. The framework increased marketing efficiency by helping the company target the right people in the right way, and it improved customer satisfaction. As the number of brand touchpoints grows in today's retail environment, retailers need to focus and unify their customer experiences. A customer experience architecture enables you to deliver a cohesive experience that builds your brand and your business. To learn how to use a customer experience architecture for your business, request a custom proposal, or book a workshop, contact me at mail@deniseleeyan.com. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.